Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquenceonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, the last weekday of spring break here in the great state of Texas, but we're broadcasting because it's actually not spring break everywhere, and the name of the show, The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Because you may have heard there's a big brand, a big generational brand that did not leave its audience wanting more. Ever heard of them?
Wanna grow up fun, toys wrecking. They got a million toys and toys they're at that I can play with. I don't wanna grow up, I'm a toy just kiss. They got the best for so much as you really flip your lips.
When I was a kid, they used to say the rabbit died, and it meant that, you know, somebody that you knew was pregnant. And in those days, we were enlightened. It was always a woman who was married to a man. In this particular case, the giraffe died. In case you haven't heard, man, Toys R Us, I was one of those kids. I sang that jingle. We couldn't wait to get the Toys R Us circular in the Sunday paper around November so we could start circling things with the number 2 pencil and writing out our Christmas list on the Big Chief tablet. No offense. It's fascinating. But history is. Been saying that since I first started speaking as an award-winning professional speaker back in 2002, that history is. You can change with it, or you can get changed by it. And just a perfect example of people waking up to the news today that Toys R Us, once the just king of toys, gone. History with Toys R Us. Not today, but this is what happens, and we're talking about that today on the show. Don't always do this, but I do love it when we get the chance to do this. Like I said, it's spring break here, Texas. I had the pleasure of being up in the state capital yesterday, Austin, Texas. And I guess South by Southwest is still going on. And apparently, if you're one of these hip young guys that goes to South by Southwest in Austin and eats lunch at the Whole Foods over near Westlake, you have to have flip-flops and a scraggly beard, that might actually be required for admission into the South by Southwest events, because virtually every dude I saw in the Whole Foods yesterday was wearing the scraggly beard. I think they probably started that look to be different, but it is just like walking. It's like a Star Trek episode where the planet is the planet of guys with long, scraggly beards. The guys at ZZ Top would be proud of all those enlightened people up in Austin. But I can think of no more fun than I had yesterday walking through Whole Foods in Austin with my Make America Great Again hat and my Trump 2020 shirt on. I am fascinated that these young people can get so offended by a free man walking through a store in a free country because of what it says on my shirt. So that was a lot of fun. But speaking of young enlightened people, a bunch of you young enlightened credit union types were out at the, I guess it was the MBD Council. It used to be the Business Development Council, and they had the Marketing Development Council. When I was speaking, CUNA had about 45,000 different councils. They had the council for janitorial cleanup. They had the council for parking lot maintenance. They had the council for landscaping. And I actually got my career started at the Business Development Council meeting in New Orleans circa 2004. And this is kind of in keeping with the theme today. And that is, history is changing, and it always is changing. My French grandmother might have said, plus c'est chance, plus c'est la même chose. The more things change, the more they change. But in reality, that opening song that we use, Tom Sawyer, there's a line in it that says, change is not permanent, but change is. And so I always kind of peruse the conferences that are going out there. I don't travel much anymore to these events. I don't like going to the airport and being armed at a place where people routinely yell Allahu Akbar and shooting people. So I don't like being disarmed when I go to the airport. So if I can't drive there, I'm probably not going there. And San Francisco is a little out of my driving radius. Not that CUNA would ever have me at one of their events again. And my picture is up. Like, if you see this guy, please contact 96-year-old security person. They had to try to keep me a few years ago when I waltzed right by into the vendor hall because everyone had put on social media what the name tags looked like. So I just made one of my own and walked right by. And anyway, I was just, you know, perusing the Twitter feed the other day. And I saw this. I'm going to call this our TWIT, T-W-I-T, TWIT Tweet of the Week. This is at Mom Imperfected. Apparently, I don't know, I couldn't tell the tweet if she is was attending the event or was a speaker at the event, but it's very in vogue now to tweet out to people who aren't at the event what the speaker is saying. And this one just head scratcher after last week's show, which was so good. Walter Roscoe's from the Cooperative Credit Union Association talking about that amazing event. I saw pictures of that event. The credit unions in Rhode Island were sponsoring the high school male and female basketball championships. And they also had the Special Olympics championship last week. And these credit unions in Rhode Island got together and sponsored it. I mean, the gymnasium, the pictures I saw, the place was packed. I mean, talking eyes and earballs of every generation, and Rhode Island credit unions are front and center. One of the best, one of the absolute best things I've seen credit unions do in a long time. And then I saw this tweet, and I was reminded of the dichotomy of things in the credit union marketplace. Now brace yourselves, because you weren't at the conference, that and you weren't sitting next to at Mom Imperfected, you wouldn't know this, and you might not know it now. But brace yourselves. One of the speakers or somebody dropped this pearl of wisdom on all of those people at this conference. Here we go, and I'm quoting now because it's in quotations. Social media platforms are engagement channels that allow for brand interactions, period, close quotations. I do appreciate the correct grammar on that. The period goes inside the quotations mark, not outside the quotation marks. Hashtag NBD Council, at CUNA Councils, blah, blah, blah. Molly Bell and some other people liked it. And of course, I responded in kind, really? I didn't know that. Did y'all know that social media platforms are engagement channels that allow for brand interactions? Where would we be without these geniuses to tell us this stuff? Folks, it is time to get smart. It is time to start rethinking these conferences, because history is, and you can change with it or you can get changed by it. The tempo of the marketplace is not just changing. It always has. But the tempo is increased to a point where talking about change is no substitute for actually changing. Toys R Us was once the king of toys, and its reign did not end this week, this year, or this month. It started a long time ago, back in 2005, when their leadership got lazy, lost their imagination. And that was at a time where very few people ordered anything from Amazon. And the banking marketplace is changing too. And the leaders in it, the people that are designing these conferences, are putting forth these experts that aren't really experts, you better wake up, because this is conference quality information without the expense report. We'll talk about the Toys R Us and what it means to you, and we will do it all right after this. Getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. Thanks be to God. It's St. Patrick. I was actually up at a event for the Rhode Island Credit Union League many, many years back, maybe 2006, 2007 timeframe on St. Patrick's Day. It was in April. that year, or maybe it was March, whenever it was a winter wonderland. Walking through Port Rhode Island, and it was snowdrifts all up the sides of the building, marketplace, and elsewhere. All right. Now, this is from CNN Money, so it's CNN. This could actually mean that Toys R Us just announced record earnings, but I've seen it confirmed in other places that, no, it seems pretty clear. Toys R Us is finished. And the first paragraph from this song, at from this story at CNN Business is, it's true, online shopping didn't help matters, but the struggles of Toys R Us predate the boom in online shopping. Many of its wounds were self-inflicted. And that applies to every brand, every business. In a free market, the number one element that can bring your brand down is you. What good did it have to have all of those toys in those dirty stores? The last time I went to Toys R Us was around 2005, and that's all I could think of. The store was filled. The name of the episode today, Toys R Us Part 2, because we did a show on this in September where I correctly predicted they were finished. There was no coming back from this. So this is Toys R Us Part 2, the eulogy. Like I said, when as a Gen Xer, I loved Toys R Us. When I was a kid, that was the place to go for toys. Our first video game, at-home system, and television we bought at Toys R Us. Big wheels, bikes. I don't know if they sold BB guns. I don't know if they were. When the students walked out this week, if they had known how many BB guns we had back in the day, they might have gone back to class. But I don't remember if they sold BB guns. But I mean, everything, all the stuff we got from there. For my sisters, it was Barbies and dolls. Yes, sorry, you Me Too types. Again, we had brothers and sisters in my family. Nobody was confused about it. And, just last night, I was watching what I'm convinced is maybe the best show on television. I was convinced Downton Abbey season one was the best season of television ever. It's been replaced by season one and season two of Victoria with the lovely and gorgeous Jenna Coleman. And yes, again, you Me Too warriors out there, I do prefer to look at a beautiful woman like Jenna Coleman than the unalluring haggard blatherskites on The View. You know, don't be offended, but last night I was watching the episode from season one called Engine of Change, where Queen Victoria and her husband, Prince Albert, are enamored with the railroad and immediately see the possibilities of the railroad. And of course, all the landed gentry are saying, you're not going to put those tracks on my land. We don't want that stuff here. We'll set the dogs on you. And of course, they were right. The engine of change. Change was coming. They didn't see it back in the day at Toys R Us. They had a chance to change. They had a chance to reimagine their stores. Again, what good is all that inventory if there's nobody there to help you? If there's nobody there to help you experience it, it was just a warehouse of toys. And then you didn't have to go there. You could go to another filthy store at Walmart. You could go down the road to Walmart and be at an even more filthy store with all those voters who were, according to Hillary Clinton, were telling their wives how to vote. There was nothing experiential about it. There was nothing fun about it. It was just a warehouse to get toys. And then these guys from Amazon Prime, they had their own warehouse that you didn't have to go to, and you could have the toys delivered right to your front door. And unless you have the porch pirates, of course, I have Ring. So if someone tries to steal my stuff, I'm right upstairs and my window goes right up, and they will catch a 30-30 slug right in the back as they run to their car. Amazon came in and changed that, but it was way before that it happened. And that's the cautionary tale for everything, for every credit union, for every banking brand, for every real estate agency. Right? You see these sessions, how to deal with difficult and bad employees. I know how to deal with them. Get rid of them. Time is not on your side. Time is changing. The tempo of the marketplace is changing. It's why we cut the time on this show in half if we don't have a guest. It's just an audio blog. And I'm telling you, you better wake up. The stuff that I see out there, the people I see presented as experts, especially in the credit union marketplace, haven't been right about anything in a generation. And so this thing that applied to Toys R Us applies to you. History is, and you can change with it, or you can get changed by it. And even though it made Mr. Nussle's blood pressure go up 20 and 30 points every time I say it, my is Jason Dias. This is the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. But don't go to Toys R Us.
That's all, folks.